Welcome to Perlin on ELT with Matt Perlin. You can contact Matt at info@perlintraining.com and visit the website at perlintraining.com, where you'll find all kinds of free resources for teachers and learners of English. You can follow Matt on Twitter at Perlin Training, and don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Matt on iTunes. What's on the podcast this time, Matt?
Well, it's episode 31 of Perlin on ELT. I'm Perlin, and I'm on ELT. And today I've got a grammar topic for you. And this is really for people at higher levels of studying English. So I'm thinking about certainly B2 level, C1, C2, these kind of levels. Of course, everybody can listen and learn something, but this is maybe most helpful for higher level students. And it's causative verbs, causative verbs in English. Causative verbs, the five main ones: have, get, let, make, and help. We use them to show that the subject caused the action to happen without actually doing it. So, for example, yesterday I got my tires changed at the garage. I got them changed. I didn't change them. Actually, it's just an example because I didn't do that. But I didn't do the action, but I caused the action to happen. I caused it, but somebody else did it. That being, in theory, in this example, being a mechanic did it. So I got my tires changed, we could say. Or we're looking really at have and get in this podcast, not the other three, because they're a little bit more straightforward. But with have and get, we've got three options. We can say I had or I got something done. So, I got my tires changed by the mechanic, or without saying by whom. Second option, we could use have with a person and infinitive. So, I had the mechanic change my tires. Of course, we can change the verb. We can conjugate the main verb. So, I had, I have, I'm having, maybe not continuous tenses in this case. And the third option is to get plus person plus two plus infinitive. So I got the mechanic to change my tires. Why do we use these three options to talk about things other people do? You know, other people do the action, and we cause the action. So that's why they're called causative verbs. I could just simply say, yeah, the mechanic changed my tires, or the mechanic changed the tires on my car yesterday. But then I give the mechanic full credit. Then what about me? Maybe I want to get some credit for doing this, because it was my idea, because I took the car, I organized it, I ordered it, I paid for it. Really, in my mind, I did it, but I didn't do the action. I didn't change the tires. That would be difficult for me to do. So we want to show or emphasize our involvement in the action to say that we were overall in control of the action, even though we didn't do it. And so we use this kind of sentence with a lot of service jobs. With service jobs, I made a list of over 50 different people offering a service, you know, an accountant, a builder, a decorator, a dentist, a dietitian, gardener, joiner, lawyer, photographer. And these are all people who could do the action that we actually cause to happen, that we cause. So what I want you to do in this podcast is go to the website perlintraining.com. There you can find two brand new worksheets about causative verbs with have and get. We're focusing on have and get because they're the most interesting kinds of causative verbs and maybe the most common, and also something that students at higher levels perhaps haven't looked at. Whenever I teach this kind of lesson about causative verbs, it seems to be new for students to have something done. Oh, I had my carpet cleaned yesterday. I did it. I had it done. You know, not I didn't clean it. That would be far below me. That would be far too much of a menial job to do. Of course, I'm speaking in ironic tone of voice. But the point is, yeah, you know, I had it done. I organized it. I paid for it. I booked it. And somebody unimportant, in my mind, did it. Somebody unimportant did it. So English is an indirect language. And this is another example of indirect language, where we don't say clearly because we want to make the narrative what we're saying about us, about ourselves. Not, oh, this very nice man came around to my house and cleaned the carpets yesterday. You know, we might say that, but another type of person might equally say, oh, I had my carpets cleaned, or I had somebody clean my carpets, or I got somebody to do it. So it's a lot of this is about social class, about status, how we feel about ourselves, about indirect language. It's really a nice and interesting and very interesting topic, especially for higher level students. So you could go to the website, perlintraining.com. You'll find two different worksheets on causative verbs. Download them, of course, I should say. You can download them, print them for yourself or for your students. I've written some sample answers as well. Let's say, for example, we've got the first type of sentence, have or get plus object plus past participle. I'm getting my tax return done next week. The impression is that I'm doing it. That's the impression that I leave with the listener. But equally, the listener understands that such a task isn't done by me, isn't done by Matthew Perland. But somebody else does it. So I pay somebody to do it. I'm paying someone to do it. Past continuous. They were having their piano tuned. Maybe yesterday they were having their piano tuned. So it's a bit like passive voice, where it's not important who does it. This person is a menial person or not important person, an unimportant person. And of course English people don't want to look down on other people, but we do. And of course we do. This is one example. Maybe the name of the piano tuner is, you know, John Richards, Mr. John Richards. But we wouldn't say, oh, yesterday Mr. John Richards came around and tuned our piano, and he did a wonderful job. No, we emphasize that we organized it, and we set up, we arranged it, we set it up, and it happened. It's not that important. But in the other two example sentences, we do have to say, no, who did it? For example, have plus person plus infinitive. We can have the doctor make an appointment at the hospital for you. So we know the doctor's going to do the action, but we are involved. We, whoever that is, maybe that's the surgery, people at the surgery. Or they have had a designer create the wedding dress. So our friends maybe, they've had a designer create. So we know who did it. It's not a secret who did it. So this is a bit more egalitarian, but we still emphasize they are in the sentence. It's not just a designer created the wedding dress. So I hope you'll enjoy looking at these worksheets, looking at causative verbs, other things you could do, maybe convert sentences into a normal kind of swapped active voice sentence. For example, if the sentence is I had my duvet dry cleaned, then you could convert it to subject, verb, object. The dry cleaner cleaned my duvet yesterday. Has parallels with passive voice, as we're saying. Think of some more jobs that are suitable for this, like service jobs. I've got a list of about over 50. If you email me, I'll send you that list, if that's kind of thing you want to have. And then think of some jobs that do not use this, that we couldn't use this with. For example, which kind of people do not offer these services? You know, most jobs, we can use it with most jobs, but people who have a high status, let's think of a manager, a director, a judge, we wouldn't say, oh, I had my manager fax me or email me a report yesterday. I had my manager, because you are lower status than the manager. Yeah, so we wouldn't use it for manager. I thought of a few more. Judge, maybe a judge in court, a pilot, a teacher, like a classroom teacher, so not a tutor or personal tutor, but a teacher. Police officer, I had the police officer do something. No, the police officer had you do something. Yeah, therapist. People with a high status who you have little or no control over their actions. And so these are people you couldn't maybe involve. I'm sure you could think of some more people like that. People like that. And of course, you could discuss the differences between the three options, the three sentences with the three different have and get options, like we've got on the worksheet. I had my tires changed, I had the mechanic change my tires, I got the mechanic to change. What's the difference? Now, using get is always a bit more informal. And then what would be the normal way, the swapped subject verb object sentence? The mechanic changed my tires. But what's the effect in the four different sentences? So I think that's all. I'm going to leave it with you, if that's all right with you. If you want to find out more, ask any questions, you can contact me at perlintraining.com, at info@perlintraining.com, at Twitter, @perlintraining, Instagram, it's there as well, @perlintraining. Yeah, what's the difference? What is the difference? We ought to mention the other three quickly. Make somebody do something. Let somebody do something. I let my children watch TV, yeah, for example. Help somebody. I helped an old lady walk across the road. I tried to help an old lady yesterday, in fact, carry a big heavy suitcase up some steps, but she didn't want any help. It was up a hill. And she said, oh, no, thank you. No, thank you. I'm very able to do it. So, you know, I try to help somebody to do something. It's optional in that sentence. These are really more straightforward. Make, let, and help. So let's focus on have and get, causative verbs. Also, there are synonyms you could use for the others, like if you let somebody, then you allow somebody. That's obvious. To me, it's obvious anyway. But it's worth saying in this podcast. And look at causatives, because English people use them a lot. We use them all the time. We could be talking about a person who does a service, could be talking about a place like a car wash, or any, you know, somewhere that delivers, supermarket, takeaway, some place that does something for you where you can control it and you order it. You know, I had the takeaway deliver some food for me yesterday. No, I didn't, but that could be an example. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please let me know and tell a friend about it, or even two friends. If you have two friends, then you're lucky that you've got more than me. So well done, and I see you again in the next podcast. Bye for now.
Perlin on ELT.